at the Rural Futures Conference in Lincoln. We're going to visit with Caleb Pollard, who is Executive Director of the Ord, Nebraska Area Chamber of Commerce and also the Valley County Economic Development Board. Well, Caleb, welcome, and let's talk about your position, first of all, and what you do there in Ord.
Thanks, Ken. I am Executive Director of Valley County Economic Development and also the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. And within that position, I oversee really operations in kind of four key areas. The first and foremost key area is economic development, chamber work. We also are in tourism promotion and development, and then also now housing. So we have kind of a cross-collateral approach to community development, and you know, we've been able to realize some success with that kind of that comprehensive approach. So it's, we have a good model, it seems to work, and you know, I've been able to proselytize a little bit with our message in Ord, and I'm at the Rural Futures Conference today with that message as well.
Now, Ord is, I guess you'd call it a rural community. Size-wise, what are we talking about?
Size, we're very, very small. We're 2112, so 2,112 people in a county of about 42 to 4,300, depending on which census you look at. But we're very, very rural. We're primarily dependent on agriculture and then also biofuels now because we have a 50-million-gallon plant in Ord. And then also ranching is also part of our kind of our portfolio. But we also have light manufacturing. We're a retail and service hub as well. So we have a bit of a diversified economy for a town as small as we are. We service about a trade area of about 32,000 people, of which some drive over 100 miles to buy goods and services in Ord. So we very much reach into the Sand Hills. One of our primary markets is the Sand Hills. So we certainly act a lot bigger than we are in terms of number of people in town.
Well, of course, a lot of discussion here about the challenges facing rural communities and rural Nebraska, and I'm just wondering which of those are kind of the biggest challenges for you there in that part of the state.
Well, I'm glad that you asked that question, because I like to often reframe the question about challenges into questions about opportunity. Is that because of the changes in agriculture, I grew up on a farm myself where my dad, you know, he grew dry land corn, wheat, and soybeans. We had feeder calves, and we lived in southeastern Nebraska. And we were also a family farm in existence over 100 years in Nebraska. We were an exurban farm that was also part of that process of change through the 1980s and early 90s. And so what you've seen, obviously, is that these tremendous challenges that have existed in rural places like Ord and where I'm originally from, a little town called Nahaka, Nebraska, is dealing with the increases in efficiency and the increases in size of farms, which meant less people, et cetera. The challenges are dealing with those issues, you know, mass out-migration of individuals. So what we do on a daily basis with economic development is try and build opportunities at a local level that we can encourage people to stay. We encourage people to come back to our community. In fact, our primary economic development target is people. But in the same token, where ag is now in 2012 is in a totally different place than where it was 20 years ago when I was still living on the farm. And so when I look at the fact, I was reading something yesterday on NPR.org, is that we have now a challenge to meet a 70% increase in demand for food in like the next 10 years. And we also have, you know, tremendous opportunities with value-added and regional food systems. I don't believe that we can have either conventional ag or, you know, local food, organic, niche farming. We can have both. And we need to design local systems and global systems that capitalize on both. And I think you're seeing that. So from my perspective, especially as somebody who's, you know, a young adult, 32, I see a tremendous amount of opportunity in rural places. And so what we're trying to do is connect those opportunities with young people that want to stay or come back to the community. And we've had quite a bit of success with that. So I would say population, first and foremost, is going to continue to be one of the biggest challenges that we face, which I think is, you know, we can overcome that. But in the same token, too, I also think we can take those challenges that ag has presented to us to a degree and refocus that through the lens of opportunity and grow the economy that way as well.
So what are young people looking for in the community, and what can ORD offer, or what are some of the things you need to improve on, some of those opportunities that will bring more young people back?
That's a great question. I think first and foremost, what young people are looking for today is belief that there is going to be a future. And most, I would say, including my hometown, rural Nebraska, I would say the evidence isn't there that they believe that they have a future. And ORD, the conversation we're having the conversation and saying, what kind of community are we going to be, what kind of space are we going to occupy in the 21st century? Nostalgia is great. We talked about that last night at the opening session. Nostalgia is great. We're not going back to 1950, and we're not going to have the same kind of Saturday market we had in the 1950s. So how are we going to be competitive in the 21st century? And we're unleashing young people to solve those problems in our community. And the great thing about it is they're buying businesses. They're occupying leadership roles within the community. And we're transforming our community to occupy a 21st century space. There are bumps along the road. You know, 2008 came along and kind of threw a grenade in that whole process. But back, you know, fast forward now to 2012, we've regained our pace, and you're starting to see a continuation of excitement about the types of things that we're doing. You know, building for the future in education and healthcare and private capacity. We, you know, we had a record year last year in small business loans that we made from our revolving loan fund, which is a community revolving loan fund. We had a record year in 2011. And we funded a record number of projects at a record dollar amount, and we're already on pace to break that record this year. So what I expect is that process to accelerate, the process of opportunity. But at the end of the day, what we have to do is continue to convince young people that there is a future. And so that's our primary focus. The second piece of it, too, that we really, I think, have understood well and taken, I think, to a level in which young people appreciate, is that a lot of young people, my generation, wants to live somewhere with a sense of purpose and a sense of making a difference. And I don't think of anywhere else that I've been able to work, whether it be Omaha, Lincoln, New York City, Boston, Cleveland, or Pittsburgh, where I can live somewhere very intentionally and have both meaning and purpose and make a difference. And that's one of those value propositions that we're kicking out to young people today is, you know, you can very much put your hands on your community, and you can change it how you want it to be, and, you know, really talk about self-determination as a viable economic development strategy.